Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And the science has spoken.
Okay.
And turns out getting woken up by a horrible buzzing alarm isn't the best way to kick off a great day.
Really?
What if you get woken up by that alarm 5 times because you keep hitting snooze?
That's me.
Is that even worse?
Probably much worse.
It's like a whole hour thing.
Yeah, right.
According to a new study, the best way to wake up more alert and less groggy is waking up to a song you like.
Aww.
Really? I've never tried that.
You know, since I've had my cell phone, the smartphones, I don't ever use an actual alarm clock anymore. They used to, like, play the radio and stuff.
Right, yeah. I just use the
just
beep.
Bad promotion, I realize now that we're doing this show.
Yeah, play us, by the way, when you wake up. Tell your smart speaker.
I mean, that's the only way I wake up is the radio.
You can wake up to our morning show if you'd like to. But they say whatever song you pick, it should meet 3 criteria.
Okay.
Number 1, the song should build. Starting off kind of soft at the beginning to help ease you awake, and then getting more and more energetic.
My thought was like, shot. No. What? Time to drink?
What's happening?
Number 2 is it should be a positive song.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Something uplifting. Yeah. And 3, it should have a strong beat. Now, the researchers contacted Spotify, had them go through their playlist, and this is one of the top songs that fits all the criteria.
Oh.
Downtown by Macklemore. Apparently, this is a great one to set if you're going to wake up to.
I could get dressed to this. I could see myself cutting a little rug, shaking some booty.
I was hoping for, Cardi B up.
Okay.
You can go with a different one.
Yeah.
We found the best way to wake up in the mornings is to electrocute each other with a dog shock collar.
Oh, that's cooking the survey.
Because it is time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Brooke, almost all natural Fox.
Wait, tell us.
I am all natural.
Oh, almost.
I mean, you can't get this at the store, I'll tell you that. Wait, guess my hair color. Maybe that's a little not natural.
Fake. Oh, wow.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
When you board a plane, do you ever notice that there's always someone right at the door ready to greet you and welcome you aboard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may think that it's the flight attendant's sole job at that point to be warm and welcoming, but it's not.
What the heck?
There's a little known secret in the airline industry as to why they are trained to make eye contact and greet you.
I'm scared.
And it serves a very important purpose. Besides being polite, why are flight attendants trained to individually welcome each passenger?
Oh, it's so mysterious, Jake.
I never knew that there was a specific reason.
I thought I was just special because I bought a plane ticket, Jake.
You're not.
I thought it was customer service.
You spent hundreds of dollars. my first instinct, and this is just because I go to Vegas so much and party a lot, is to see if you're inebriated. Like, if you walk out, you're stumbling, maybe you smell.
Then why did they say hi to my children? Are they worried about my children being inebriated?
No, knowing your kids, you probably did give them a
lie. It says something more about your parenting than it does.
Okay.
Yeah, you're okay, but this four-year-old's a little...
That's actually not bad, Jose.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it, and I feel like it's coming from a real solid source there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's been cut off on a plane many times.
My other thought was maybe something like they're counting how many people enter the plane. Just like a bouncer, just to make sure the count is actually right and that there's no, like, stowaways.
So they're not missing
anybody. But won't
they
find out if the seats are filled or not?
Too full?
But maybe there's something to that. Maybe they're counting to match up with the people that entered the gate. Because what if they walked through the gate and then tried to exit out into the airport, like onto the tarmac? You know, that emergency.
I'm not saying missing people. I'm saying added people. But I don't think they care about missing people.
Well, I don't think they want people to open that side door that leads out of the gate and walk down onto the tarmac.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's always tempting.
It's like a safety thing.
Yeah. From experience, I can tell you they don't like that.
Yeah.
don't do it. Well,
Jake's like, I really want to hold those orange, like, lighty things, though, next
They're
to the
shiny,
plane.
Right? Yeah.
Let's get the question one more time.
When you board a plane, you might have gotten a nice greeting from a flight attendant, and I'm sorry to tell you, it's not just because you're a cutie, Jose.
Oh, come on, Jake. They all want me.
They are trained to interact with each passenger this way. I need you to tell me the secret reason why all commercial airline flight attendants welcome each traveler at the start of a journey.
I almost think it's more like a safety thing, like looking if, like, there's an emergency, who they might need to help first.
Oh, they're,
or, like,
they're judging who they're going to pick if the plane goes down?
But, like, judging in a good way, like, or if someone looks uncomfortable with
someone
or something, like, they're just being a friendly face if you need help.
Yeah.
You don't think it's like a matchmaking thing? Only the single flight attendants are the ones that greet you looking for a potential match.
Okay, I thought they were going to, like, hit up 28F. Looks like they'd be a perfect match for 16D.
Yeah, match up the loneliest passengers.
What? Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Jose's original answer and say they're looking to see if you're too inebriated or intoxicated to be on the plane.
Or not inebriated enough.
Yeah.
The reason that flight attendants always greet their passengers individually as they arrive isn't just to stroke your ego, it's actually for safety reasons. In the event of an emergency, they might need some help from their trusty travelers.
Oh.
Whether it's medical or an unplanned landing or countless other situations, they are trained to look for ABPs, or able-bodied persons,
You're
who can
right,
help
Alexis.
When called upon.
Oh
man.
Wow.
Do you know what's crazy is my mom was a volunteer EMT for 14 years, and I swear she has been on at least 6 flights where she has had to perform CPR, where she's had to help in some other way.
I don't think that's a good thing. She's cursed.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, people like firefighters or doctors or EMTs or military personnel will identify themselves to the crew as they board just in case to offer up help if it's ever needed.
Awesome.
So
I love people.
The rest of us
so my mom's just been bragging to the flight attendants, and that's how they know to call for her help.
Walk on. Hey, how are you?
Okay. Jose gets on. You know, I'm good at telling jokes.
Yeah.
If you need any help with the...
Is anyone here depressed? Does anyone need to laugh? Because I'm here.
All right, well, didn't get it right. So somebody wants to hear the song Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Ooh, good song.
Rev it up your engine, listen to her howl and roar. Metal under tension, begging you to touch and go. Highway to the danger zone. Ow!
Great song.
There you go.
Ow.
It's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few moments.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.